Have you ever imagined an AI that doesn't just, respond, but actually solves complex problems? Thinking ahead, almost like having an autonomous colleague right there with you.
Yeah.
Well, today we're doing a deep dive into something called prompting agency, and it's way more than just writing clever instructions. It's really a cutting-edge skill. It's turning AI from reactive tools into generally goal-driven systems. Our mission today, to unpack how AI is gaining this autonomy and, importantly, what that means for you. So let's break down prompting agency. Two parts, right? Prompting, we kind of know that. Crafting instructions carefully, it's an art and science. But what about the agency part? How do those two really connect?
Yeah, that's where it gets really interesting. Agency is, well, it's AI's power to act independently, to reach a specific goal. And when you combine that with really sophisticated prompting, suddenly prompts aren't just simple commands anymore. They become these comprehensive blueprints. Blueprints for solving problems. They guide the AI to plan, to execute, and even adapt if things go sideways.
That sounds like a pretty major step up. Our sources are definitely highlighting this shift. AI moving from efficient clerks to autonomous junior employees. That's quite a leap, meaning they can make decisions, adapt their approach on the fly, and even learn by remembering.
Exactly. They remember past actions. And think about this. Prompts become almost like a natural language programming paradigm.
Right. So instead of Python or Java,
you're basically coding with clear English.
Hmm?
Telling the AI how to plan, execute, learn, it bridges that gap between human intent and machine action. And the growth potential here is huge. We're talking projections $2.06 billion by 2030?
Wow.
Yeah. And what's fascinating, I think, is that this really elevates soft skills.
Mm-hmm.
Clear communication, being able to refine your instructions iteratively. Those become really high leverage skills. If your prompt is ambiguous, well,
chaos could ensue.
Pretty much. Precision matters, just like in coding. Human communication skills are suddenly foundational for using AI well.
That's really powerful. Okay, so let's make this concrete. How does prompting agency actually work in the real world? Maybe healthcare.
Oh, healthcare is a great example. Prompting agency is genuinely changing things there. You have AI agents using these advanced prompts for clinical decision support, like analyzing medical images, maybe looking for tumors, or suggesting potential causes for, say, a headache based on the symptoms described.
Okay.
And they're also streamlining how patients interact with the system. Virtual health assistants, doing symptom checks, providing follow-up instructions. Things like that.
That makes sense for routine stuff. But mm-hmm. What about when things go wrong, when the AI hits a snag? Our sources really dig into this idea that prompts aren't just about the what, but also the how to handle errors, error handling and robustness. That sounds crucial.
It absolutely is. And it brings up a key question. How do you actually get an AI to self-correct effectively? Well, the thinking is agents need to see the full error message. They need context to understand what went wrong.
Ah, okay. Not just failed, but why it failed.
Precisely. So prompts are now being designed with what's called retry-aware prompting.
Mm.
They basically anticipate failures. They instruct the AI, okay, if that didn't work, try again with simpler keywords or maybe switch to a different tool entirely.
Making them more resilient then?
Mm.
Less likely to just give up?
Exactly. More robust.
This all sounds incredibly capable. But, with this increased autonomy, there must be challenges, right? Big ones.
Oh, definitely. Two really stand out from the research. First, the technical side. AI agents can still hallucinate.
Right, making things up.
Yeah, producing false or misleading information, but confidently. Our sources call them brilliant guessers, which is a good way to put it. They see patterns. They don't check facts. So human oversight is still vital.
Okay, that's one. What's the other?
Security, big time. Prompt injection attacks.
Explain that a bit.
It's basically feeding the AI clever, malicious inputs, tricking it, getting it to bypass its own safety rules or instructions.
And that could lead to, beta leaks?
Data leaks, manipulation, making the AI do things it absolutely shouldn't. It's a serious vulnerability.
Hmm. So balancing capability with safety.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, putting all this together, what does this era of more autonomous AI mean for, say, the future of work? Collaboration.
If we zoom out, look at the bigger picture. The future seems to be heading towards hybrid human-AI workflows. Imagine AI agents collaborating, maybe in complex networks. Some call it an agentic AI mesh architecture.
A mesh. Like different agents talking to each other.
Exactly. Working together on bigger tasks, perhaps coordinating with human team members, each playing to their strengths.
So as these AI agents get better at handling long horizon tasks, complex things like planning a whole trip or managing a research project from start to finish. It really changes how you interact with AI, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Less commanding, more delegating complex goals.
Absolutely. It's a fundamental shift in collaboration.
Okay, so here's a final thought for you, our listener, to chew on. If these sophisticated prompts are truly becoming the main control mechanism for autonomous AI, how will the art and science of crafting them shape not just what AI achieves, but maybe even who becomes indispensable in this AI-powered future?